Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
All right, sunshine. It's going to be a beautiful day. Spring is here. It's time to break out those lightweight Crocs and put those heavy fur-lined Crocs away for the winter, because that's the winter Crocs, right? The ones with the fur line?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you got the lightweight spring Crocs now that you break out and get ready to enjoy the year.
Well, they're spring colors.
Spring colors? Mm-hmm. Now, I have seen some pink ones, like almost like Easter eggs you're wearing on your feet.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, spring is here. We were saying break out those lightweight Crocs now. You can put the fur, I guess, what they call fur-lined Crocs. You can put those back up for the winter, wait for the winter months.
The apple-bottom jeans with the fur, you can put those away.
Okay. You can do that, too, if you want to. But I don't know. Some people might like to wear the fur-lined Crocs during the summertime. I don't know. These seem sweaty.
Yeah, I don't think so.
How about you flip-flops? I'm not a flip-flop wearer because I don't like the noise that they make. They make the noise that they are named. Flip-flop, flip-flop, flip-flop.
My problem is I really like the flip, I just don't like the flop.
You don't?
So it's like I'm kind of torn, and I just end up not doing it.
Well, there's times that you should not wear flip-flops, and they've researched this.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's like when you got to walk a long way.
Or like at a funeral.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never seen anybody like, you know, a pallbearer right there with flip-flops on.
It'd make it entertaining.
All six of them.
Yeah.
Flip-flopping.
You got to switch those things into sports mode if you're going to be carrying
there
somebody.
You go.
And you got that guy who's like steps, oops, I didn't mean to step on your flip-flop.
Yeah. But they say these are the times you should not wear flip-flops. When you're walking your dog, did a study, found 18,000 different types of bacteria on one pair of flip-flops, including fecal matter. Your shoes get covered with bacteria too, or just to, you know, on the outside.
Well, all your shoes do. I mean, what matters?
I agree. I'm like,
you wear. I would think the dog would take off running, and you'd have to chase after him.
Well, I hope
popping all up and down the street.
I hope my dog's not doing it on my foot.
Yeah.
You know,
I
thought that was the weirdest one on here, though.
Good.
They say anytime you're walking a long way, which that's what you mentioned, Kate.
I had that happen. I got lost in St. Pete, Florida.
Okay.
And I had to flip-flop my way till 4 a.m. till I found my hotel.
Oh, wow.
I fell out of my flip-flops, skin up my leg.
Yeah, flip-flops are dangerous like that.
But I like them. I wear them.
Well, they said in this study they found flip-flops make you take shorter strides, so you're looking... You're more likely to fall when you take, like, the shorter strides for some reason. And it leads to problems with your knees, hips, ankles, and spine if you wear flip-flops a lot. There's no support there for your arches of your feet as well. When you're mowing your lawn, you should not wear flip-flops because you could get sweaty, you could trip, especially if you got a push lawnmower and get injured there. A lot of injuries happen when you try to do a quick little lawn mowing, you know, episode in your flip-flops.
I'm sorry, but if you're mowing your lawn in flip-flops, that just seems like a special kind of weeding out the gene pool to me.
Oh, weed eating, too. Don't wear them.
Yeah, don't wear them with that either. Because, I mean, tennis shoes aren't going to save you, but you don't want to go in with just flip-flops on against the blades of a mower.
And you know what, though? You're right. Tennis shoes aren't going to do anything.
They might help a little.
Yeah. I had my friend, he actually, one of the wheels fell off his push lawnmower. His foot went under it and cut off half his foot.
Oh, mm-hmm. So he can't flip and flop anymore. He just can't
wear it. He can wear one flop or a flip, whichever he wants.
No, he's flopping.
But that's it. That's it.
Oh, that's horrible.
Man. You know him. That's Jimmy, Dale's cousin.
Dang, I didn't know that about him.
You don't know 1 foot, Jimmy?
Half a foot.
That just suck.
Okay, now we've mentioned this. When you're driving, you're not supposed to wear flip-flops. It's not actually a myth. Like, you can get your flips and your flops all caught up in the brakes and trying to, you know, switch from 1 foot to another.
I can't do it. If I'm just driving to a convenience store, I will. But like, if I'm going driving to Hartwall or Kiwi or somewhere, I will put tennis shoes on and then bring the flops with
me. Is there a law? Like, are you allowed to drive with flip-flops?
I don't think it's illegal to drive barefoot.
I know. I always thought it was illegal to drive barefoot.
Barefoot's actually good. You have a lot of control.
Yeah, you just
use those toes to grab hold of that pedal.
You do, don't you? Okay. These are the reasons, this is the times you should not wear flip-flops. When you're cooking. So you're out on the grill, you got your flip-flops on, and they say that the boiling water, grease, or all the little splatters, like if you were cooking bacon or something, it comes down on your foot.
It's funny.
Top of your foot.
When you said when you're cooking and you went to the grill, and I'm thinking, I'm standing in front of a microwave. Yeah. How is that going to be bad? It's about the only cooking I do.
Yeah, I guess maybe if you were doing something on the stovetop, too, with the sauce or something.
To me...
I guess I see that one, but it seems like a long shot. The bigger fear might be that you'd be more likely to trip and fall into the sauce.
All right, then the final thing they say, these are times when you should not wear flip-flops. Anywhere that's crowded, eventually some guy in steel-toed boots is going to sit there and stomp on your toe. You could be like downtown alive or something, you know, something going on downtown. You got those big groups and you're wearing your flip-flops.
Simple solution, just wear steel-toed flip-flops.
Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they look good. No, I think anytime in a crowd, flip flops would be kind of risky.
It depends on the crowd.
The crowds are crowds.
Crowd at the beach.
Well, that's not a crowd.
It is. You've been to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, but they're not like, you're not standing around like at a concert where they're going to stomp on your feet.
Yeah. Plus, if you get flat tired and it pops that little thing out, then you don't have a shoe.
Boy. I do hate when that thong breaks on your flip-flop sometimes, and, you know, your foot goes all the way through, because they're not well-made flip-flops anymore. You can't find any anywhere.
Then they become slides.
Okay.
You're just taking out that middle section.
Then they become pollution.
That's
you
true.
Just leave it on the beach.
No,
you just keep walking. You're like, my flop just flipped back there.
No, because a turtle could get wrapped up in that and drown.
Could
man.
You imagine that?
Uh-huh.
Turtle flipping and flopping through the ocean.
There you go. There's Tom's flop right there.
Maybe it wants flip-flops.
All I'm saying is,
could you see a turtle in flip-flops?
I just pictured the turtle being like, ew, plastic straws? Gross. Ooh, broken flip-flop. Yeah.
I always pictured him with four flip-flops on, and they were flipping and flopping really slow.
No, he had three, and he's been waiting on the other one this
and
whole
I
time.
And I finally gave him one.
Wow. Okay.
Was that your turtle voice?
Yes.
Okay. I always go back to Nemo.
Yeah, but that's a whale voice.
Nemo.
Oh, what?
No.
That was not a turtle.
Yeah.
Wait, you just did like a lamb or something.
No, you didn't give me time to get into it.
Oh, right. You did a goat.
I was getting prepared for the part.
Yeah, like the turtles there in that movie were like, you know, they were high.
They were surfers.
Oh, okay. All right.
They were high surfers.
Anyway, be careful if you're wearing flip-flops this year.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want to find out if you guys have ever heard of this before. I got a friend, and they took their daughter for one of her, like, I don't know, big haircuts. She's 12 years old. She was cutting a lot of hair off. And at the end, the stylist offered to give her her hair for the garden. And they're like, what do you mean, hair for the garden?
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that if you take your hair and put it in your garden, It does some things for the soil, but one of the big things, too, is it keeps critters away because it's got the human scent on it. Oh. And most critters are afraid of people. They're trained or they're built in when they're born to be afraid of humans.
See, I always thought it was for the birds because when I used to groom my dog, I was told to take all the hair and put it in the yard, and the birds would come and get it to help build nests.
Oh, interesting, because I would think birds might be afraid of dog hair. But maybe they can tell the difference in, like, okay, this ain't on the dog no more.
It's still there, that hair, big clump of hair.
It didn't work, did it? Yeah.
Well, and judging from those sparrows that'll swoop down and go after your dog, I don't think they're that scared of dogs.
That's true. But the human hair, I mean, think about just putting that hair and mixing it in with the soil in the garden, and I guess eventually it does break down and become some kind of nutrient.
I mean, as a man, I'm afraid of big clumps of hair in my drain. So why would, you know, other people or animals be afraid of hair, too?
Aren't you afraid of that?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I understand that, yeah. Uh-huh.
I just thought that was interesting, not just from the point of view of making your soil better, but of scaring off critters.
It kind of feels like a Halloween prop. Like, imagine you're out there digging, and you're like, where's all this hair coming from?
Right.
What's under,
like,
here?
Is there going to be, like, a head soon?
Yeah.
And why in the world have we not seen that at Lowe's or Home Depot or Ace Hardware? Big bags of hair, you know, sitting right there beside the mulch and other things, and you just buy
it. This is an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because you can buy that mushroom soil. Why not get hair dirt?
Well, you look at the hairdressers out there, and they're sweeping that hair up, and it's kind of gross looking, you know, when they break out the broom, and you got that big old tuft of hair underneath your feet because they're cleaning up. I mean, that's just a weird moment.
I mean,
for me,
it's not gross. I mean, my mom did hair growing
up,
so every Saturday morning I had to walk through hair to get to the bathroom.
But you have to mix up all that hair, and you got blonde hair and
see
black,
that's
hair,
what I think you're
stuff.
Missing an opportunity here. You got this for sale at Lowe's or Home Depot, and you got, like, old lady gray hair.
Yeah.
You got brown hair. You got silken blonde hair out there.
Plus, you can say locally sourced.
Right.
And if they haven't dyed it, organic hair.
Free range.
Yeah, free range hair. That's great.
But I'm like, it does make sense, especially what there's rumors of, like, coyotes being around right now. Bears and mountain lions occasionally, but yeah, coyotes are a big threat because we're moving into their territory.
Wouldn't it be amazing though? You plant that hair too, and what if hair grew like grass?
It doesn't.
But I'm like, what if it did?
It does on my back. I don't understand why it wouldn't regrow in the yard.
Yeah, there you go. Get that weed eater out from Kato's back. It's that time of year. Yeah, but I mean, you could imagine, like, your backyard, just a big sea of hair.
Oh,
back
just
there.
Soft.
Yeah.
You just lay in it.
You'd have to moose it back sometimes. It wouldn't lay right. It'd be a bad hair day in your yard.
My wife cuts my hair and my son's hair. I think we need to start making, I don't know what she's doing with the hair right now. I think she throws it away. We're wasting perfectly good hair. Mm-hmm. That we could be putting in our backyard.
Well, yeah.
But Cato makes me nervous because he said his dog hair's still there.
I mean, I don't know if it's.
I don't want hair to be there for 10 years later. There's hair laying around in our yard.
To keep a bear away.
That's true.
Well, you know what? Do you dig down and plant it?
I guess you mix it in probably.
Oh, with the mulch and stuff?
Yeah, grind it in together.
You do like green onions, just have the little stalks of hair springing up everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're being silly.
Yeah.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hawk, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to call you out on something that you do, and I'm going to tell you why it's bad.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, first of all.
Well, I hope you're doing this for my welfare.
I am.
Okay.
And I got more to add to the list.
Yeah. You do?
I got a lot more.
Okay. All right. Let Tom go first. Okay.
Okay. These are things that you can do to stop your house from getting too dusty. And Hawk, you fail at one of these very badly. Now, we all fail at some of them, mm-hmm. so don't feel too bad.
Well, I got dust bunnies living underneath my couch.
Well, I'll explain why in just a second. First of all, you've got to regularly maintain your filters. You're supposed to change your HVAC filters every 3 months at minimum. I'm more likely every 6 months.
They're filters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, there are some you change every year.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
And I've got an air conditioning guy who says that you should run the cheap little blue ones with the air through it because it's less pressure on your system. Yep. Those really high filtration ones are actually, they clog up the airflow a little bit in your air conditioning. So if you want the maximum cooling, use the cheap filters.
Mm-hmm. The ones you can see through.
Right. they say also you should run an air purifier in your house. It'll take the dust and pollen out of the air and blow clean air back out. It can help with allergies and asthma.
You need to change those filters too.
You know, mine's been, it said for a while I needed to change the filter, but I just kept running the purifier.
Yeah.
So I finally was like, okay, I'm going to pull the filter out, find out so I could order new ones. You should have seen it.
Oh.
I could peel the dirt and dust off of it and make my own filter.
Oh.
I mean, it was so thick, but I finally replaced it.
I will say I never believed in those until we had neighbors who smoked a lot, and so I got it just in case.
Yeah.
When I changed that filter, it was pure black. And that was what was coming through the walls and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If the sun shines in the window perfectly, you see all those little particles floating in the air. It's almost mystical.
I know. It's kind of fancy.
But you think to yourself, I'm breathing this stuff in.
It's
amazing.
Your body's designed to handle some of it.
Well, somebody needs to change my filter.
I just call it confetti.
Call it fairy dust.
Fairy dust. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Ways to stop your house from getting so dusty. Vacuum every couple days.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. The only thing we do, we have the Roomba.
Yeah.
So it vacuums, but I don't think it's the kind of vacuuming they're talking about. It does help a little. Also, keep your windows closed, especially if the air quality is poor.
Dude, the pollen, have you seen?
Dude, yeah.
I think you know what? They almost called off school because so much pollen was in my area yesterday, all over the driveway. It was nothing but yellow.
This is when I appreciate a little rain shower.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Wash my car off.
Absolutely.
But that's my problem. I love to open up doors and windows and let fresh air in. So I can look at my dining room table when the sun hits it just right, and it could be, it's a magic marker board. I can write in it.
But everyone says the outside is so fresh. It's really not. You ever open your windows and you get that outside smell in your house, and you're like, ugh.
No, or you put one of those filters outside and see how quick it gets dirty.
Or what's worse, when you turn that air conditioner on for the first time.
That's a good smell.
It smells funky.
Oh, I love that smell.
Oh, no.
All right, Hawk, here's where you're failing.
Yeah.
Leave your shoes at the door. Shoes are the easiest way to track dirt and dust throughout your home. Mm-hmm. Leave them at the front door.
And that's why I make everybody do it except for me. My kids, leave those shoes over there.
I wear your shoes in your house.
But here's the reason why. It's a trade-off because I get cold, and it's a syndrome, I guess. I get cold feet. My feet get cold easily.
Mine stay cold.
And my nose runs every time I get cold feet.
It's a big nose.
So if I had like a nose running all the time, and I would not enjoy life. So I'd rather have like just dirty, nasty.
Wear socks.
Yeah.
My feet still get cold when I wear socks.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Big fuzzy socks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't do it.
That's not the reason.
It's a trade-off. I don't want a drippy nose all the time. I'd rather have a dusty hot house than a drippy nose.
And if I'm coming to your house, tell me I'm going to have to do that so I make sure I don't have holy socks on.
That's true. That's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
So
I'll just leave. If I get there and you go, oh, you have to take your shoes off. I'm like, well, I'll just talk to you from the porch.
Yeah, I would
never tell someone they had to. I would let them walk around. I just wouldn't invite them back, if they didn't do it. Or else I would maybe... I would feel awkward telling someone to take off their shoes. To me, it just seems like if you see everyone else's shoes stacked there, you're like, oh, they take their shoes off.
Well, and you know what they do? The people know it, that wear shoes, and they feel guilty when they go into that house, and the whole family's got their, sock feet, and they're running around their, what Cato calls, bedroom shoes. And you're like, oh, man, it's one of these houses. And you start judging, and you feel bad.
Cato, how would you feel if it was like at a hotel and they had a little pair of slippers in a little plastic bag waiting for you?
Like in the lobby or in my room?
No. We're talking about if you came to my house.
You go to his house, and right beside the door is like just a row of just...
You know what? Like I do in hotels, I'll take those home with me, but I'll put them on.
We wouldn't want anyone who wants to use them.
I got like 10 pair from Mexico, from the resorts that my friends bring back every time they go because they know I like those little disposable slippers.
You should get those little hazmat booties that go over your shoes.
That's a good idea.
And they're so stylish.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
They make those things you put at your door where you just push your foot on it and press down and
it cleans
it. It seals it in plastic. And so you can wear that, and then when you leave, you just peel that plastic off.
Like they do the food, like freezer
food.
Yeah. Okay. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Take forever to get that off your foot.
This is why I stay home.
You know what? You can do the paper, those things they give out at the pedicure places when they've got like those little paper.
Oh, the little flip-flops.
Yeah. You've been to pedicure a lot more often than I have.
No. I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I see my mom gets them, and we got a collection at home.
Right.
You can get those plastic runners like Grandma used to have. One side it's prickly, and the other side, and you run it across all your carpet.
And then you put the plastic on the sofa, and pretty soon, why even have the house?
Just saran wrap the house, the whole thing.
You know what? And that's the point. It's a house that's made to be a home. It's made for people to be comfortable. And if you can't just be comfortable in your own house.
Hey, at least there's no dust if you got a saran wrap house.
It's true. Well, maybe. Mm-hmm. If you get that kind of stuff that has the sticky on one side.
Flypaper?
Yeah, you walk on it and it sticks, gets the dust off your shoes.
Just the kids stuck in the hallway. Dad! Yeah.
Stuck. Oh, well. We're still working this out, but I'm just saying Hawk's doing it wrong.
Yeah, I got a dirty house.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I tell you what, there are some jerks out all over the place. You just have to go on the internet. It's one place. That's where I found this story. It's time for another jerk in the skies story.
Oh, man.
Have you seen this one?
I have.
Okay, so a pilot was forced to make an emergency landing on a flight from Kansas City to Phoenix. And you know why?
Yeah, I do.
I know you know. Okay.
No one else is going to guess this in 1,000 years, so that's a dumb question.
Okay, it's not flatulence.
No, but that does happen.
Is it taking off your shoes and climbing to the floor and sleeping during a flight?
That's Tom.
Oh, it's where you put your toes between the seats and then you just graze the arm of the person in front of you with your big toe.
Okay.
Like I said, no one's going to guess this.
They're not. It was because a passenger wouldn't stop flicking his lighter. He had a lighter and wouldn't stop flicking it.
Flick my bick. I mean, that's in the commercial.
But it's kind of weird. I didn't think you could even get those on a plane anymore.
Yeah, you can now.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the airplane pilot.
This is your last chance. We'll get the lighter back, get to Phoenix. But at this point in time, if you do not give up the lighter, I will divert the aircraft to Denver.
So everybody on the plane had to be diverted to a different airport, and it like took everybody's time away from him.
I know he didn't say, be my guest. The guy who was flicking the lighter.
Yeah, he did. Be my guest,
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think this should open up. The pilot should look at the passengers around him and said, he's yours. And just let them beat the ever-living out of him.
Well, you know what? We're the Sky Marshals where they should do that.
They don't have a Sky Marshal on every flight,
bro. I wish they did because that would have saved tons of money, tons of time for everybody else from a little punk who would not... give them their lighter or whatever.
Some flights don't even have 100 people on them. You can't have an air marshal on every flight.
But you're just, you're just flicking the lighter. Like, why would you not say, be nice and go, oh, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm a nervous habit.
Yeah. I'll be the air marshal. That's what they should do. When you're boarding a plane, they should do a random selection who gets to be the air marshal.
Yeah, there you go.
And start acting up.
It'd be like when they come around, like, you're in an exit seat. Now, are you okay with the exit row seating to make sure that you open the door for everyone? And you lie and you're like, yeah, I'll make sure I let everyone else out first. They should be like, would you like to be the air marshal for this flight? Now, your responsibilities may be beating the crap out of some idiot with a big lighter.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I can do that.
Give me a badge.
But you got everybody's time being wasted. It's kind of like when the teacher, you know, you'd have little Johnny, and he'd be trying to, you know, maybe finish up homework, or they'd be, everybody do an assignment in class. It'd be like, you know, 30 kids in class. And as soon as everybody's done, we'll go out and have a recess time. And then you got that one kid in there. And he'd be, you know, slowing things down and wouldn't get the test done on time.
That was you, probably.
It was.
Plus, that's not the same. This guy is making the decision to do this.
He is. But I'm just saying that's kind of the same feeling. Like, because everybody's inconvenienced because of this jerk.
Not being able to go out for recess for a little bit is a whole lot different than having to land.
We don't have to break down my bad illustration.
We're not breaking down your bad illustration. It's not even close. But that's.
I think you are when you're saying it like that.
The point of it is that this guy, I mean, I could say, oh, maybe he's nervous and he does this because he's nervous. But at what point do you defy the pilot? The man in charge of this airplane is telling you to quit doing that.
Get a fidget spinner.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why do you need a lighter on an airplane?
It's like if you had kids. This is a better illustration. If you had kids, they're in the back seat. And, like, if you guys don't quit fighting back there, I'm going to drive 40 miles, you know, on a big vacation
trip. Turn around.
Or I'll turn this car around right now and go back home. We'll start all over again.
I'd like to get in this guy's head. I'd like to know what he's thinking. Yeah. Like, how are you the good guy? Because most people, in their mind, they're the hero of every story, right? You're the good guy. How do you feel like the good guy when you're sitting there flicking you're like, is your mindset like, I have the right to do this, and he's a jerk for making me stop. Everyone else around me is nervous because I'm flicking a lighter on an airplane. They're wrong.
But people do that for attention. I wouldn't doubt if he comes back trying to sue the airline for kicking him off. Well, or I don't know, anything from discrimination to not allowing him to flick his lighter.
That's what I was going to say.
He got arrested.
I know. But I'm like, what I'm saying is, if someone would have manually forced him off, like it wasn't
you
like
mean like throw him out?
Yeah, like no. Just if it was like a passenger or airline pilot got it, you know, physically took him up front, you know, made him stand in the corner or whatever, then he would sue the airlines.
Make him stay in the bathroom the whole flight. That's uncomfortable.
And lock him in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, someone got in trouble for that recently, too. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah, so you can't do anything or they will sue you. And that's probably what he was thinking. Like, I can make some extra money if they, you know.
I don't believe that for a second. Well, I think the guy's a jerk.
I don't believe yours either.
I think that he sat there and thought, I have the right to do this and they can't make me and I'm going to do it.
You don't think he was thinking I could get some money out of this?
I don't think that at all. I think he's going to jail. He ain't going to get any money.
How's he just sit there and flick that thing over and over? My thumb starts.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it just didn't. Maybe it just didn't work, and he's like, "I'm going to get this thing to work." It's not empty yet.
And it's like a magic trick when you're trying to light that grill with one of those big long ones, you know, that you got, and you got to hold down the button, and then
I hate that.
You got the trigger going, and I'm like, it's.
It's just to keep children and dumb people from starting fires.
It's like a Rubik's Cube for me. I could probably, you know, figure out a Rubik's Cube before I got that lit. So don't make me in charge of lighting your grill this year.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.